This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is joining forces with Elon Musk and his new government department to cut 10,000 jobs at the U.S. Postal Service. But staff are pushing back. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
American Postal Workers Union President Mark Diamonstein says older adults, veterans, and others depend on the service's commitment to deliver mail to everyone, regardless of where they live, noting the Postal Service delivers to every address in the country, 169 million addresses, and 318 million pieces of mail every day.
Part of the effort on Thursday is to make the postal customers around the country fully aware of this threat, to what belongs to them.
In a letter to Congress, DeJoy said the agency needs help with lease renewals on its retail centers and tackling the issue of counterfeit postage. The Trump administration has also floated the idea of privatizing the post office. Supporters argue the change would make the Postal Service run more efficiently and save money. Polling from the Pew Research Center finds 72% of Americans have a favorable view of the Postal Service. Local unions in Kentucky are participating in a National Day of Action tomorrow. Diamonstein explains that more than five decades ago, postal workers won collective bargaining rights. He says the union is prepared to fight back on any attempt to weaken union rights or target worker protections and working conditions.
It's also very important, I think, for the public to be reminded that good living wage jobs help our communities. They help make them stronger. That good jobs turn over in the community, to restaurants, to small retail stores, to housing.
According to the APWU, privatization would eliminate more than 600,000 living wage union jobs, including those of more than 70,000 military veterans.
That's Nadia Ramlagan. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for Civic Media News.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Thursday. Wednesday. What day is it today? It's Wednesday, Thursday. It's Happy Thursday,
man.
Got Earl with me here on this wonderful Thursday here in Southeast Wisconsin. Got Just PS on the board. You can check out Earl's show Monday through Friday. Pretty sure those are the days. 8 to 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me again.
You mean to tell me there's some news to talk about, man?
You know, as we're preparing for the show, as we sometimes do, you know, Earl and I just get into it. We just start talking, like, oh, my God, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And next thing you know, it's like, oh, damn, we got to turn these mics on. We got to do this all over again.
And Jess just quietly rips up the notes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess. Folks, you can join us as well, 855-752-4842. A lot of things to get to today. We've got some updates on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. More things being said by Brad Schimmel. You know, as we're talking before the show, I was like, where is the dumb things that Susan Crawford has said? I don't hear them. Where's the insulting things that we've heard that Susan Crawford's on the mic saying? I don't hear them. If we have them, we'll play them. Boy, we got a library of Brad Schimmel because this guy, he just continues to say dumb things and insulting things. And perhaps misleading things as well. We'll go there as well. The DNC, they're getting involved here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Early voter turnout, that's going very well. Glad to see that, folks. Don't forget early voting going on right now. You can do that. Also, in the second hour, Earl and I are going to get to what's going on in the Democratic Party. Are you mad at the Democratic Party? Who's the leadership of the Democratic Party? Did we get what we... Do we get anything when Chuck Schumer accepted in the U.S. Senate the Republicans' continuing resolution? We're going to go through that as well. Perhaps get your thoughts on who you think should be leading the Democratic Party. Oh, hell, just leading anybody. We need some leadership, Earl, somewhere, somehow. Would someone please, someone step up, be a leader? We'll talk about that as well. Perhaps some of the culture wars as well. Earl, Brad Schimmel, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Daniel Bice writing up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You got to love it. I'm going to jump into just a little bit of the article. Apparently at a Save America rally last August, because, you know, you got a Save America rally at the Save America. How's it going, America? Is that working out for us? Is it great? Is it great?
I don't feel safe.
At the Save America rally, Schimmel deemed the newest member of the court, Janet Protasiewicz, the least sophisticated, and then had some really mean things to say. We have the sound?
Uh-huh.
Let's hear Brad Schimmel at the Save America rally last August.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title.
Oops, sorry, wrong one.
And now they got Janet Protasiewicz elected to the court. She was the least sophisticated of them. And by least sophisticated, I mean dumb as a sack of hammers.
Wow, dude, dumb as a sack of hammers, least sophisticated. I mean, how is so this guy's super insulting, no? But this is also the same guy, Earl, who what lamenting these Milwaukee late night ballot drops. Remember that? Do we have that song?
Oh,
as well?
I do. Yeah,
let's remind Earl. You know, every time an election comes around and a Republican loses, you know what they always get mad about? Milwaukee counting their absentee ballots after 7 p.m. You know, because it's the law. And it could have been changed by the Republicans, but they declined in the Senate to pick it up. It actually passed the House in a bipartisan measure to allow Milwaukee to start counting these ballots earlier than that, so we wouldn't have to have results at all hours of the morning, which gives justification for schmucks like Schimmel and Hovde and Scott Walker to, oh my God, they finally came in Milwaukee, and they, you know, 80,000 votes went against me. Must be fraud. I don't know what's happening. But do you, or are you really as dumb as a sack of hammers, Mr. Schimmel?
Get our votes banked. Make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024.
Lie.
When Eric Hovde, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
Yeah, there is kind of a way to know that. We do recounts. You know, you can file some lawsuits if you have some probable causes, all sorts of things that can happen. Earl, thank you for joining, man. I mean, this guy really gets me going, and we're getting closer and closer to this election, and he just it's hard for me to say how much I really, really, really don't like this guy.
You know, Dominic, help me understand. He talked about, you know, we got to get this done before something happens. And then he says, well, I don't know if any of those things did happen. Well, come on, man. Come on. You know, one thing for sure, I listen well, right? So I heard him initially say, we have to make sure we get the early vote because of what happened the prior years. And then he came back and said, well, I really can't, you know, I can't put my hands. So, you know, Dominic, you know how it works. When the Republicans lose, it's fixed. When they win, everything's all right. It's just like a child, man. If Donald Trump would have lost the election, can you imagine where we would be right now? That'd be, you know, there'd be no peace at all in this country, and they would be turning things over. They would still be whining and crying and saying the election was rigged, you know. But Brad Schimmel, I heard him, that must have been yesterday.
Yes.
that last piece that you played, because
mm-hmm.
I heard him yesterday, man. See, I listen to conservative talk radio, man. And I'm listening to this man, and I'm saying, okay, this is the same guy who during the debate kind of said, you know, we shouldn't get into, you know, Republican, Democrat. What's the word I'm looking
partisan
for?
Partisan attacks.
Partisan politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was he just doing?
well, that was last August at the Save America rally, man. It's totally, totally different. Well, it's seemingly when he's, depending on who he's talking to, he'll say these kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's as Bice points out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, this accusation, this calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers, kind of goes like a Republican Kevin Nicholson made a claim 4 years ago that former Lieutenant Rebecca Clayfish was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, these guys digging deep for their insulting of the women. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is also, it's not just about politics. It's also about gender, in my opinion. He goes on to say, well, on Jill Karofsky, right? He goes after, yep, Jill Karofsky, addled and crazy? Oh, mm-hmm. let's hear more.
Sure, a little bit of a longer clip. He really gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I challenge you, go to Wisconsin Eye and watch the oral arguments in the case. It'll blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it.
Blow your mind.
From a court. Justice Jill Karofsky turns to this lawyer who's representing the Sheboygan County DA, and the issue in this case is simply, Is the 1849 law superseded by the laws that have been passed more recently during Roe v. Wade? That's the argument in this case. She, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and I'm not going to imitate her because it would be rude. She was yelling.
Yelling.
At the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
At this lawyer in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on audio video that he's signing the death warrant for thousands of women and thousands of babies. First off, who signed the death warrant for the babies? what the heck is she talking about? Who are all these thousands of women that are going to... But that's not even the point.
Well, yeah, it's not the point, those women.
That she's so addled that she couldn't... Now, she could not carry her demeanor like a justice is supposed to or a judge anywhere. This is the crazy we're up against.
And... To get to the point, Jess did the homework.
Yep,
you actually went and found the sound.
I did
of this accusation as Justice Karofsky talking to this
and just listen attorney. To how absolutely hysterical,
addled, hysterical.
This
she's
woman
crazy.
Is.
She's crazy. I tell you. Let and he said it, yelling at the top of her lungs.
Top of her lungs.
Let's hear Justice Karofsky at the top of her lungs, according to Brad Schimmel.
Tommy, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state, because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here.
You can sense the passion certainly in her voice, and I think that's justifiable, but certainly addled, screaming at the top of her lungs. Brad Schimmel, are you kidding me? I don't know, you know, how you grew up, man, but obviously you never had any Italian women around you, because you would know what screaming at the top of your lungs sounds like. Earl, what are your thoughts, man?
Well first off, when you've been around a little while, I used to listen to Brad Schimmel. Because I told you, I listened to conservative talk before he even was given the opportunity to be in the positions he's in by Scott Walker. And Brad Schimmel was not far up the list for, you know, that conservatives looked at as somebody as rising star. You know, Brad Schimmel is not, you hear him speak, man. He is not a guy that you say, oh, man, this guy should be a Supreme Court justice. it's not there, man. And so just hearing him over the years and thinking that he's a heartbeat away from becoming a Supreme Court justice, it's hard to fathom. Yet he called Janet Protasiewicz. He said she was dumb as a bag of hammers. You know, man, he's not exactly the brightest star,
no.
You know, in the universe, man. He's not a very bright guy. And the fact that they're putting him up to become a Supreme Court justice really kind of is shameful, as far as I'm concerned. They couldn't find somebody brighter than he is.
No, this cat's been running for like the last year and a half for this
job. I know,
man. He wants it, baby. He wants it. Don't let him get it. Early voting is going on right now. Go out, vote for Susan Crawford. Early votes, man, almost double of where we were 2 years ago at this time. So there is a lot of passion, and presumably there's lots of conservatives getting out there as well. You heard Brad Schimmel, bank those early votes, because, you know, Milwaukee's going to come in late. And imagine the largest city in the state might have some influence on the election. Too bad the Republicans won't let them count those absentee ballots early. Come back with us. Earl Ingram joining us, 855-752-4842.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet,
people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board, spinning the tunes. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. You can check out his fine program Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Love it when Earl comes around. Talking right now about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And if you don't know, well, now you know. Schimmel, not the brightest guy, but he's fine with, you know, calling out other people's intelligence and seemingly mocking the women on the court. Seems to be a theme throughout these Republicans over the years. Hell, even against the own Republican women, like Clayfish. But this is a national story, Earl, and ABC News is reporting that the DNC is set to announce that on Tuesday, its earliest ever new election cycle investment into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. To help boost organizing on the ground, the Democratic Party will host phone banks and call more than 2 million Wisconsin voters in support of Crawford. Damn. DNC's new investment will be used for on-the-ground operations, including organizing, peer-to-peer texting, and mobilizing thousands of volunteers to help the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. Last month, DNC Chair Ken Martin was in Wisconsin canvassing for the Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign. We know the election's coming up April 1st, folks. Don't forget. The investment being made in the DNC comes on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. That's from yesterday. The race will also preview how voters in the battleground state feel a few months into President Trump's election. I mean, this is a referendum already, Earl, on Trump's administration, in my opinion. Quickly, a quote from Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. With Wisconsin voters up against the world's richest man, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and we're thrilled to have the support of the DNC in this fight. Elections in Wisconsin often come down to a hair's breadth, and every voter we can turn out to support Judge Susan Crawford and Dr. Jill Underley on April 1st can make the difference between keeping Wisconsin on a path of progress or letting Elon Musk and Donald Trump drag us backwards. Earl, DNC, national attention, new ads getting rolled out, according to The Hill, by Susan Crawford. How you feeling these days, man?
You know, man, the Republicans are such hypocrites. I was listening to conservative radio this morning as I drive into to the studio every day. and they were whining and crying about the National Democratic Party getting involved. Oh, the Democratic Party, and they're getting involved in this, and my, you know, why do these guys have to get involved? Hey, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elon Musk can drop whatever it is he wants to drop, and the Democratic Party should not get involved in this race. Is what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, especially here at the state level, that there's something wrong as if a crime has been committed, Dominic. You know, the fact that the Democrats are doing what they have to do. We spent 10 years with Republican rule at the Supreme Court, man. And yet the Republicans are saying that, you know, if you allow this to happen, and they're trying to rev up their troops, they're going to play politics. Oh, excuse me, politics.
Yeah.
They're going to play politics. If you let the Democrats get in, they're going to play politics. Hey, man, what was it over that 10-year span, maybe a little bit longer than that, that we all had to deal with when they were in charge of the Supreme Court?
Gerrymandering,
baby. We still haven't recovered. Yeah. And they're using the verbiage. They're going to gerrymander. That's what Republicans are saying, man. The Republican talk shows. If you let them in, they'll gerrymander. And all of the victories that we had, you know.
Under the Republican gerrymandered maps. You know, these Republicans know something about gerrymandering, Earl, because they were living that world for like 10, 12 years, man. I mean, it was the most significant political gerrymander in the history of the world, as far as I know. Certainly history of this country. Went up to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, we don't know how to really judge this. How do you gauge? Because you can't, you know, you certainly can't a gerrymander based on race and things like that. But apparently on politics, you can. And that's what they did. And if you listen to Robin Voss, the assembly speaker here in the state of Wisconsin, no, they just got better candidates and better ideas. Well, all of a sudden, of course, we got a non-conservative Supreme Court. They overturned the gerrymander, and oh, man, look what happened. All of a sudden, the Dems picked up a few more seats. Now, the Republicans are still in control. Right, we've got a long way to go, but at least it's a little more level. How hard? I mean, how terrible is that, Republicans, to, you know, try to get on a level playing field with everybody? You know, you got a gerrymander to such a degree that they brought in outside counsel. People had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and they showed you your own little part. I mean, this drove Republican State Senator Dale Schultz out of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they've been doing, and now they're going to accuse everybody else of what they've been doing.
In 1 year, we've kind of seen some changes, and you started to really realize the impact. We've been in such a quagmire as Democrats at this state level with Republicans controlling everything. We almost forgot what it's like for there to even be any right. balance or any fairness. For heaven's sakes, I talked with State Senator Chris Larson last week, and I asked him, man, as long as you've been in, you know, the legislature, you've never seen Democrats, and he's been there a while, in control, man. You know what I mean? He's never. So in all the time that he's been there, so we know what the outcome of these things are. It would be different, Dominic, if the outcome of what they did didn't have some major impact and effect on the lives of the citizens of this state. But they did, right?
Yep.
Major impact on us.
Folks who are listening to the Dom Salvia Show, my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show, broadcasting right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to join us up until the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, remember, we always wrap the day up by telling us something good. We'll always enjoy that. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, the Trump administration making efforts to go after, certainly, the Department of Education, new executive order signed today, and Elon Musk continues to go after Social Security. But boy, those Republicans wish he'd shut his pie hole for a bit. Come back with us. 855-752-4842.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Indigenous women are at higher risk of violence and homicide than anyone else in the country. Judith Ruiz Branch has the story.
A new study shows that intimate partner violence disproportionately impacts Indigenous women more than any other ethnic or racial group in the U.S. The murder rate for Native American women and girls is up to 10 times higher than the national average, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, yet they account for less than 1% of the population. Desiree Todi with the Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse is a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in Wisconsin.
There's jurisdictional issues that come into play as to how things are investigated, how things are tried, and there's always racism. There's less attention paid to the individuals that some of these things happen to.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice created a task force to combat violence against Native women across the state after legislation that would have addressed these issues failed to pass. Poor tracking and data collection are just some of the many issues that contribute to the epidemic amongst Indigenous women. During a multi-state march last month, Todi read a list of names of Indigenous people from Minnesota who had died from domestic violence. No such list currently exists for Wisconsin, and Todi says she's working on changing that.
I have three daughters that I want them to grow up as strong Native women, and I want them to grow up safely as strong Native women. I mean, this is their futures on the line. This is their ability to walk down a street safely.
Research shows Indigenous women also face significant barriers when seeking help after experiencing domestic violence. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? It's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. Trump, of course, is asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have. Trump.
Isn't that shocking? To ask for something like that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, folks. You can as well, 855-75-CIVIC. As we went to the break, we're talking briefly about some of these topics. Social Security, Elon Musk, we did get some updates on that. According to the New Republic, the judge kicks Doge out of Social Security, and a huge blow to Elon Musk. He's been working to gut the Social Security Administration. We'll get to that as well. But we can't leave. There's one more Brad Schimmel highlight we need to bring for you folks. I mean, if we may, medianews.com. Schimmel called pro-choice a sham. It's a sham to be pro-choice, Earl, and questioned others' faith in Christ back in 2018. Of course, you can't believe in Jesus and want women to have their own choice, I guess. So let's hear a little bit of Schimmel from the olden days in 2018.
Certainly.
By the way, I don't like the pro-choice title. That's a sham. There is no choice when the alternatives are either you're on your own or you abort this child.
Pro-choice is a sham, according to the guy who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Earl, I know we just keep clubbing this guy like a baby seal when he's down, but it's so deserved. Is that wrong? I shouldn't talk like that.
Maybe not. Right.
Well, you know who he reminds me of, Dominic. What was the crotchety old guy that was choking the justice that was Republican?
Oh,
that was choking.
He passed away recently.
He kind of reminds me of that guy. You know, he's if you look at this guy, man, Brad Schimmel, he didn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone in him. You know what I mean?
David Prosser is who you're thinking about.
Yeah, David Prosser. Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like he's got a lot of testosterone. Like you said, always attacking women. You know, kind of like Donald Trump, right?
This is a theme.
These cats are always, and Republicans, always attacking women. I don't understand that, man. I really don't. And yet some women vote for them.
To your point, former Republican, Supreme Court Justice David Prosser from 2011, you know, kind of remind you, he won't face criminal charges over allegations that he choked a liberal colleague, prosecutor said. And that liberal colleague happened to be a woman.
Oh,
yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
At the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Choking the justice.
Sauk County District Attorney Patricia Barrett, a special prosecutor in the case, said after reviewing the investigator's report, she decided there's no basis to file charges against either Justice David Prosser or Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who accused Prosser of choking her. Walsh Bradley accused Prosser of choking her in June while the justices were deliberating the merits of a lawsuit challenging Walker's contentious law stripping public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Now, Walsh Bradley, seeing the courts, she was part one of the liberal justices, and Prosser he's a former Republican legislator. Yeah, put his hands on her neck, perhaps. I don't remember what happened. But this is a legacy we're talking about. So, come on, for real. There should be no aggressive physical contact between Supreme Court justices, right?
That should be a really low bar to pass.
I mean, maybe a pat on the back, a firm handshake, something like that. No pats on the ass. I'm just saying that's not okay. if you're ever in a conflict where obviously you're like ready to choke someone, I'm like, mm-hmm. What, dude? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the legacy. I mean, and this is, come on, man. How would Schimmel be? Would he be like that? I don't know. He doesn't have very much respect for the other women on the court, certainly.
Well, that's the point. Prosser didn't have any respect for the women on the court. And you always wonder, Dominic, you always know if there was a man justice, probably wouldn't have happened, right?
Right. Or it's not like Prosser was a robust, fit man.
No, right. He was the little guy.
That could have. I mean, Hagedorn would wipe the floor with the guy. Yep. What I mean? Let's see here. A Crawford spokesman. Again, this is on Schimmel making these comments today, or at least the news being reported of him calling Karofsky addled and calling Protasiewicz as dumb as a sack of hammers. Here's what the Crawford spokesman said. Schimmel can't hide or backpedal from these unethical comments, and he should unequivocally apologize to Justice Walsh Bradley, Justice Dalit, Justice Karofsky, Justice Protasiewicz, and Justice Hagedorn for his misconduct. I was like, wait, Hagedorn?
That me, or is that more than half the court?
I mean, what did Hagedorn? Well, this is what he said about Hagedorn. He called conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn soft-headed, and claimed on a 2022 radio show that conservatives were concerned about, what if we get another Hagedorn and we get burned? So Hagedorn, to many folks' surprise, and well, mine especially, has been kind of middle of the road on some of these things. And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. That's good. But it seemingly, if you look at something and agree sometimes with all those women, all those woke women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, well, you're soft-headed. You're not a good soldier. You're not doing enough to help Team Trump, because that's what this is all about, man. And that's the character of Brad Schimmel.
You know, man, state Supreme Court seat. The state of Wisconsin, man. And where it sits, clearly, that this money that's being invested. Is being invested because the state of Wisconsin clearly has more juice than many other states across the nation.
Right now, yep.
Or they wouldn't be spending the kind of money that they're spending. And you just wonder, Dominic, when you look at the map of the presidential election and you see almost all red. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of almost all went red if you just see nothing but the map and how they colored it.
Yeah, but land doesn't vote, Earl. what I mean? And some of these counties have like 4,000 or 10,000 people in them. I mean, that's not – yeah, I know. It can be deceiving depending on the map. But you brought it up. And, folks, we'll get to your calls momentarily, 855-752-4842. The money, man. The money in this case. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is predicting that the amount of money spent in this race will double the last time around, which was a record then. Well, we're going to push
$59 million.
$100 million by the time it's all said and done, Earl. $100
yes.
million. Dollars. But we can't have, you got to cut $4 million from the food pantries. You got to do something to, save money. But, politically speaking here, right and left, lots of folks getting involved. $100 million, Earl, we could do so much more with that money.
You know, Dominic, it is outlandish. Because, again, last year, $59 million, and I think that was $30 million more than the most expensive race. And, I'm not good at math, but Dominic, it's certainly the next race, which is, I think, a year from now, What is that one going
it's
around?
Nothing goes down, Earl, man. It's Trumpflation, baby, except Tesla stock. But, I mean, it's continuing. Yeah, according to ABC News, $56 million poured into the 2023 election Supreme Court race. We're at $59 million right now, and the projection is to go over $100 million. And the next race, the next time around, to your point, Earl, $150 million, $200 million?
Yes.
What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Matt, not only is it insanity, you have to ask the question. They're investing this money, and they want something, right? They're not investing $100 million, you know, and just saying, hey, Justice, do whatever it is. You know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do, right? They want something. So for that $100 million, so you have to ask the question, Dominic. Something has happened with the democracy that we keep telling people we have. Is there democracy when $100 million can be spent for one seat on the state Supreme Court level, man, in Wisconsin? We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about California. We're not talking about Florida. We're not talking about Texas. We're talking about Wisconsin, man. Come on, man. It's unfathomable that this could happen. You and I, 10 years ago, we could have never envisioned.
No.
5 years ago.
No.
That this could happen.
And here we are. And the spigot's open, in large part due to the Republican. You know, there's no enforcement of even whatever left of our campaign finance laws these days. I mean, the way that they've gone around the law. Well, you can only give so much to the candidate, but you can give unlimited amounts to the party, and they can funnel it however you want. Well, great, thanks a lot. I mean, it doesn't really give you any limitations now, does it? And we see that playing out right now. And
it's the Republicans that did this. Let's not kid ourselves. I hear people say, "Well, both sides do it." Hey, man, both sides weren't doing it. One side made it possible for this to happen.
Right.
And the other side is saying, hey, if they're doing it, we're going to do it as well.
And you got it.
But
And Ben Wickler from the Democratic Political Party side here in the state of Wisconsin, the party chair, he's been great at it. He's been beating the Republicans at their own game that they redid. Remember, because that all came about after Scott Walker was involved in John Doe, because he was coordinated with third-party groups. I mean, this whole thing, I mean, it goes on. We're all back to Scott Walker, man. I mean, literally, like, Schimmel was Scott Walker's guy, right? He was his AG. Scott Walker gave him the appointment in the Waukesha judgeship. This is all stems from Scott Walker. So there you go. When you think about who you're going to vote for, if you're having any question, just think, Scott Walker. You want that guy's leftovers, you know, sitting around Wisconsin for another 10 years? 10 years, this guy.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. 855-752-4842. And I would. And I know there's a lot of Dems out there that are just appalled at the money in politics. And damn, we are, too. And I think there's bipartisan we're agreement on that we should do something about this. And if it comes to, you know, what, state-run elections or state-financed, you know, taxpayer-financed elections, something along those lines, or maybe cut it down to a 30 days. You know, you do something to change the trajectory, because going from, you know, $50 million to $100 million to God knows what's going to be next time around. You're right, Earl. That doesn't seem very much like a democracy. It seems like a lot of money buying politicians.
My last thing on the Dominic is, it would be different. Do you see what you're getting for the $100 million? Have you watched the commercials, man?
Oh, geez.
Come on, man.
Apparently everyone sucks at putting sex offenders away.
Come on, man. You're spending $100 million on that? Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. They're on the radio, too, Earl. You hear them all the time. And as mentioned, you hear the blurbs. You know, we're FCC. We got to play the ads. And just so, you know, use your own critical thinking to determine what is truth and what is not truth. But to your point, Earl, yeah, I mean, we are getting delusional. They're terrible. It's hard to watch anything. And come on, I try to either change the channel or mute it, because I can't even stand it. I mean, how could two justices, two wannabe justices, be so terrible at locking up sexual offenders? I mean, is there anybody else? If you listen to the commercials, everybody sucks. Come back with us. We don't suck. We're going to take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You don't need $100 million to get on this show. Just give us a little bit of love. We'll be right back.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Joined today, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Check him out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Going to hang out with me till 6 o'clock. Just P.S. working hard on the board. Going to take some of your calls right now. Let's get to them. Annie from Watertown, you will be first every Thursday. We've confirmed it's Thursday.
It's Blursday.
Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
What's been most appalling is Schimmel accusing Crawford of being political. Schimmel got his attorney general position after doing the big favor in the caucus scandal by Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen moved his case to Waukesha County, where Schimmel was, and Schimmel gave him the opportunity to continue to work in government.
That's absolutely correct, Annie. And Chuck Quala, he did some time. He got the felony, but Jensen got it moved to Waukesha. Jensen got it to be a misdemeanor, and Jensen is a highly paid lobbyist, to my understanding. And you couldn't be a highly paid lobbyist if you have a felony. It's like he needed that done, Annie, and Schimmel got it done for him, apparently.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you for reminding us. There's so much. There's so much. You know, after a while, or you and I have been around a little while, man, and you a little longer than me, we can kind of go back and remember some of these things. And thank you, Annie, for reminding us of that. 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, these Republicans who bash women do it because, you know, it's a mental abuse, and I think that's kind of what they're all about. And they never apologize, because if they apologize and don't accuse women of all these terrible things, that hurts their manlyhood.
Toxic masculinity? I mean, what? So the men are never wrong, Cindy? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess so.
It's terrible. Thank you for the call. And of course, it's not just the misogyny. It's the way that he carries himself. And I don't know, Earl, and we kind of pounded on this. I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy like Brad Schimmel or even Scott Walker or Hovde comes in and complains about, you know, the way that Milwaukee has to count their absentee ballots based on the laws of Wisconsin that could have been changed by Republicans, they either are absolutely ignorant, literally do not know how it works, Joe. They don't know. They're dumb as a sack of hammers. They have no idea. Or, which makes, if you don't know, that's how it happens in Milwaukee. If you don't know that's the history, if you can't pick up a newspaper, if your Google's not broke, you can find out how it's done. That's disqualifying, right? You're either ignorant willfully or otherwise. Or, Earl, he is purposefully lying to everybody, which I believe is also disqualifying. Either way, this guy should be nowhere near the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
You know, the third option is what's happening, because they're leading people to believe this across the state. And so that gives them even more leverage, because people who don't know anything about Milwaukee or any of those things, and they keep hearing this constantly from conservative talk radio and others like Schimmel and others, then that's what they believe. And so, you know, what they fail to understand is the majority of the people in the state are in Milwaukee. So you're not going to be able to count it as quickly as you will, let's say, a real little town. What's a little small town?
Like Appleton.
Like Appleton, right. Okay. So it's going to take a little longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, it's just common sense.
But of course, it's common sense, and we know the rules, and we've had this conversation year after year after year after year, man. Constantly, every time these Republicans lose Milwaukee, all these votes came in. But they don't change the laws because they want this argument. Earl, do you think, because I do, that when they say Milwaukee, what they really mean is those black people voting down in Milwaukee County? That's the way I take it. What do you think?
Hey. The Dickens, you say? Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I haven't heard that one in 150 years.
That's my point, man. You know that's the reason.
Oh, come on. So,
right?
Yeah. That's.
Listen, man, when people of color, black people only make up 5% of the population, we're the boogeyman. We didn't just get to be the boogeyman in the state. It's always been that way throughout my life. It'll be that way long after I'm gone. When you only make up 5% of the population, and that's what they've been able to. This is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo with this, Dominic.
No.
It's been going on forever. And people across the state, unfortunately, many people want to believe that, right?
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They don't know. They haven't been in Milwaukee. They don't know the people of Milwaukee. So it's easy to believe that. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over, you got to believe. Why would somebody lie?
Because,
right?
What? Yeah, the Dickens, you say. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Love hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram. He does a fine program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. But we get a little extra time with Earl today. Come back with us. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll continue the conversation briefly on the other side. But we also got to get to some of the national news, the efforts of the Trump administration, Donald Trump, today, signing an executive order to get rid of a congressional-created department. That's interesting. See how that's going to work out. Plus, the leadership in the Democratic Party. Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC, J.B. Pritzker. Tim Walz? Gavin Newsom? Who are we looking to? Look to us. Come back with us. Your opinions on what the Dems should be doing, what their priorities should be. 855-752-4842.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.